Stock car racing has suffered perhaps the most devastating blow in its history. Dale Earnhardt was killed yesterday when his car crashed on the final lap of the Daytona 500. Michael Waltrip won NASCAR's season opener. Earnhardt, a seven-time NASCAR champion, was 49 years old. Three drivers died in accidents last season. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
There were about 10 seconds to go. After 3 hours and 5 minutes of roaring Daytona action, the lead cars were jockeying for position on the final lap. Dale Earnhardt was battling for third place, and he appeared to be doing something uncharacteristic. The man known as the Intimidator, who fought for every inch on every concrete track he raced, seemed to be slowing down and using his famous number 3 black stock car to screen the racers behind him as a way to protect the two in front. Michael Waltrip was in first, driving a car owned by Earnhardt, and in second place, Earnhardt's son, Dale Jr. 10 seconds until one of them would win with an assist from Dale Earnhardt. Suddenly, cars touched. Smoke billowed from screeching tires, and Earnhardt, perhaps the best driver there was in tight, high-speed conditions, veered across the track. He hit the outside wall head-on at about 180 miles per hour. It wasn't the kind of end-over-end crash that leaves fans gasping, but it was the kind of sudden impact collision that kills. And by the time Earnhardt's car came to rest on the infield grass, he was dead. After the race, NASCAR President Mike Helton read a statement from NASCAR Chairman Bill France Jr.
NASCAR has lost its greatest driver ever. And I personally have lost a great friend. And that's Bill France's quote. And I think that pretty well sums it up for the NASCAR community right now.
If Elvis Presley had died in the peak of his career, that would be this.
Tom Cotter has been involved in NASCAR marketing and PR for 20 years.
If John Lennon had died when the Beatles were touring and very popular, that would be this. Dale Earnhardt was at the peak of his career.
And as popular as a rock star. Millions either loved him or loved to hate him. He was NASCAR's transcendent figure with an edge. He swaggered off the track with his dark glasses and black clothes. On the track, he would bump and challenge and lead many a beaten driver to say, "There's no worse sight than seeing Dale Earnhardt in your rearview mirror." He was so aggressive and so good, which marketer Tom Cotter says makes his death all the more troubling for fellow racers.
Dale Earnhardt could drive himself in and out of any situation, so this is different. And I think a lot of, especially drivers, will be second-guessing, you know, if Dale Earnhardt couldn't get out of that situation, what about me? So I think drivers are probably having a real review session of their career.
After three fatal NASCAR accidents last season, Earnhardt's death undoubtedly will spur new calls for mandatory regulations to protect drivers. While concerned about safety, NASCAR for the most part leaves it up to the racers to look after themselves. NASCAR has taken major steps to reduce the risk of fatal fires and help develop protective roll cages in cars that save lives. But the three deaths last season were the high-impact kind that reportedly killed Dale Earnhardt, and nothing to protect against that has been ordered. There is a collar-like device called HANS for head and neck safety that was available for the first time at Daytona yesterday. Earnhardt thought the device was uncomfortable and wasn't wearing one. The inventor, Dr. Robert Hubbard from Michigan State University, says if Earnhardt in fact died from fractures at the base of his skull, as has been reported...
Oh, there's no doubt it would have helped. It's a question of how much, and we need to understand that as we have more information about the crash.
Despite recent success, the sport of stock car racing experienced a drop last year in its previously soaring TV ratings. Now NASCAR will try to reverse that trend without its preeminent star. Tom Goldman, NPR News.